We are joined now by a special guest, Chris Kay, President and CEO of the New York Racing Association, joins us now. Chris, welcome to Express Bet Radio on HRRN.
Thank you, Anthony. Glad to be here.
Lots to discuss. Let's start with a really great accomplishment and a nice notch in Naira's belt. Streeton Smith Sports Business Journal Sports Event of the Year goes to the 2015 Belmont Stakes. Of course, American Pharoah in front of 90,000 plus here at Belmont Park on a perfect spring day. First Triple Crown champion in 37 years. Beat out such staunch competition as the 2015 FIFA World Cup final, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight that was held on Derby Day last year, the Bojangles Southern 500, and a little thing called Super Bowl 50.
Right. The NFL's shining event in their 50th year. We were extremely honored to be included in that group, and we were absolutely thrilled that we were able to win it.
Yes, other winners of that event, college football playoffs have won it. The NHL Classic, of course, one of the centerpieces of the National Hockey League's season. New York City Marathon and Super Bowl 44, previous winners, among other sporting events, of the award. 2 years in a row, Triple Crown on the line. One fails, one succeeds. We've gotten a little spoiled here. No Triple Crown on the line this year, but still, you guys have done to these 3 days pretty much what the Breeders' Cup has done in the fall. It's must-see racing, and it's three fantastic days of the sport of kings.
Thank you. And that really has been our goal. So in 2014, we created that Spring Breeders' Cup, as many people called it, or Breeders' Cup East Coast style.
I'll be honest with you. I was very mad at whoever moved the Matt Mile from Memorial Day, but you guys have made me a believer.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you. Yeah, so we did that for the day. It was a great day. That was the year California Chrome had won the Derby and the Preakness. And then we made it into the three-year event last year. And so what we've had is a progression where we get better every year, and that becomes the floor for more improvement the next year. So it's a combination of a great card of racing, but you've also got to have entertainment, and you've got to have differentiated and better hospitality. And we've been able to do each one of those three.
Yeah, speaking of course, Friday, Maddie and Kay, right, country western duo,
right,
going to be here for a free concert. And this is all included in your admission, free concert after the races, and then multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning artist Daughtry, for all of you American Idol fans. That's where I've seen Daughtry five times. This will be number six.
Right.
June 11th will be number six for me. One of the best shows I've seen. He puts on a fantastic show. And again, just part of an enhanced experience here on Belmont Stakes weekend.
That's it. And so actually, well, once again this year, it'll all start Wednesday at the iconic skating rink at Rockefeller Center for the draw. And then on Thursday, we have got a great card of racing. I think it's nine races, a couple of them stakes. And at the end of the day, we'll have Bob Baffert and Ahmed Zayat and Justin Zayat to talk a little bit about what it was like to be part of Triple Crown history last year. That'll probably go off around 5:30. And then on Friday, as you said, we'll have great racing throughout the day. And at 6 o'clock, we'll have the Maddie and Tay concert. We'll also have Steve Crist doing a presentation in the from 11:30 to 12:30 to help everybody become even better as a prognosticator and a handicapper. And then on Saturday, we've got a great lineup. We've got six Grade 1 races. It'll be superb. And then our entertainment, right before the Metropolitan Handicap, we've got the men and women of the West Point, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. We've got the Black Knights, paratroopers, that will come down and do a free fall demonstration. And then before the Manhattan, we'll have the cast from Beautiful perform. Last year, we had Jersey Boys. And then, as you mentioned, Daughtry for a couple of songs before the before the Belmont, and then our concert after the last card in the race.
So really just a full day. Post time is special post time Belmont Stakes Day.
11:30
first post Belmont Stakes Day. But, again, you're going through the evening hours right up until 8:30, 9 o'clock on Saturday night. Just a full experience, a full day. Tickets still available.
Yes.
Everything goes through Ticketmaster.
Yes.
I know Belmont Stakes Day alone is $20 in advance, $25 day of, if there's availability. Last year, we couldn't fit you in here.
Correct.
So go get your tickets early. Still have the three-day pass as well?
Yes. I believe it. You know what? I beg your pardon. I think the 3-day pass ended on Friday.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So 3-day, but still individual admission to all 3 days available exclusively over at Ticketmaster.com. Again, you can take your chances Belmont Stakes Day to come out, but it costs you $5 more. And if we're sold out,
we're sold out.
Can't let you in.
Right. And like you said, it's going to be great racing, and Daughtry puts on a fantastic
show.
I mean, you pay more money just to get a ticket to see Daughtry. And you got 6 grade one races, 13 races that day. It's going to be a great day of racing. And we've also, I didn't mention, but if you're in the backyard, we've got 2 massive food truck villages. So
you know I'm there.
Me too.
You don't call me the Big A without having some food truck meals under my belt. I can tell you that.
And, you know, who does food trucks better than New York City?
Nobody.
Exactly.
We're the king. Right. We're king of almost everything, I mean, especially food trucks. But also part of the weekend, the Belmont Stakes Challenge, 2-day live money handicapping tournament for $10,000 buy-in fee. There are much more nominal entries going on right now. You can win your way in the qualifying tournaments over at drfqualify.com and horsetourneys.com as you speak. And of course, the people involved in that tournament are going to have a premier tournament experience. New dining area in the extended clubhouse,
right.
Exclusive gourmet buffet,
right.
Seats to the NTRA DRF National Handicapping Tournament,
yeah,
as well
Vegas.
As two to the BCBC, the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge.
Right. It'll be great. And we hope to get about 40 people, 40 to 50, 40, 35 to 45 people in that group. So it'll be a great handicapping
really
event.
Good really chance will. To get into one of those big ones at the end of the year. Those numbers numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
You're looking at a 5-to-1 ratio as far as getting a seat to the BCBC or the NTRA Challenge, and, of course, a chance to win $1 million
right.
out in Vegas next right. year. So.
So when you think about it, we've got something for horse players. We've got something for the casual fans. We've got something for people that like Broadway, people that like rock concerts, people that like great racing. We've got it all. And if you want Food Truck Village, we've got it, or we got the nice dining in our various restaurants throughout the building. We're trying to make sure that we have a differentiated experience for you. No matter what you want, we've got it there and are available for you.
Head over to BelmontStakes.com for more details on the entire weekend of festivities. It's going to be great. I was not here for Belmont Day on 2014 in 2014 for my buddy Tonalis, who's near and dear to my heart,
right.
But was here last year, and I can honestly say I had been to, except California Chrome, every attempt at a Triple Crown mm-hmm. in the last 20 years or so. The feeling here last year was so different, and you're talking to somebody who's been getting pushed around here in a stroller for, you know, when I was a kid, since I was a kid. I wish somebody would push me around here in a stroller this far. But, you know,
we can arrange that.
I've been here for my entire life, and I don't ever remember having a feeling in a racetrack like I did. And I was in the backyard, wrapped up the broadcast, when they turned for home.
No.
To have 25,000 people or so in the backyard just erupt
yes.
when he spurted away from Frost and Mubtaij and right. Keen Ice, you could see was going to be coming too late. It was just one of the most exhilarating feelings you could feel if you were in the building that day.
That's the truth. And I was down there on the presentation platform, and this wall of sound that engulfed us, it was incredible. And it went on and on and on. I mean, you know, Espinoza took him all the way down again and
yeah.
brought him up so everybody could cheer. I want to, you know, it's hard to say for sure, but it seemed like it lasted about 10 to 12 minutes. It was just joy. It was jubilation. It was such a wonderful moment. And that's the thing about horse racing. When those horses cross the wire and you hear people scream, that's joy. You don't get that very often at a baseball game. You know, maybe in the last minute of a football
especially
game.
If you're a Met fan.
Well, it wasn't
like
too
I
bad.
Am.
It wasn't too bad this
It wasn't
year.
Terrible last year, no.
But you get that in horse racing. And so the great thing was over 20 million people watched on an NBC, and they saw it, and they heard it. And you saw it. We had a record year at Saratoga. People are starting to fall in love again with this sport because it is joyful. It is a gamble. There is immediate gratification. And we're finding ways to say, no matter how you like to party, we're going to provide that for you here. And so we're very encouraged about the future. Going back to the event, we won the sporting event of the year. And it was an incredible moment. This 37-year drought was over. But it was also very impressive that one of the judges told us afterwards, it was a combination of that win by American Pharoah, plus the fact you guys said you were going to put on a real event, and you did, with great racing, with great entertainment, and with great food and beverage. It's a combination of the two. That's the only way you could ever have beaten out the Super Bowl.
Sure.
50.
Yeah, it's not just the racing here anymore.
Right.
That's what it used to be. It used to be you came out for a great day of racing. Now you're coming out for a great day.
Right. And hopefully you win some money, but more importantly, I hope you have a great time. And people in the backyard, like you heard them, they were having a great time. People in the apron, they went nuts. People in the stands, they went nuts.
Yeah.
I wish I had a video where you just panned the audience and all you heard was the sound, because I had to be honest. I was thinking, okay, now I got to give this Triple Crown trophy away. I don't want to mess up my lines. But it was one of those moments you'll never forget if you were in the building.
Yeah, in the midst of jubilation, there's still a job to do, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, it starts this year, June 9th, runs through June 11th, the Test of the Champion. It's my favorite race of the year. I love the Belmont Stakes. And Chris Kay and everybody here at the New York Racing Association has done a great job making it a must-see event, especially here in the greatest city in the world. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Anthony, my pleasure. Thank
All right,
you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. We'll get you that card.
Chris Kay, President and CEO of the New York Racing Association. Again, Chris, thanks for some time today.
Thank you.